This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 18, 2026. Maya Capital's 150 million rand commitment to Nessa Power is a significant bet on commercial solar and power purchase agreements in South Africa's private power market. This move highlights the growing importance of clean energy in the region, with Nessa Power aiming to expand its commercial solar offerings. For builders and operators, this investment implies a need to focus on grid reliability and tariff structure, as power is the binding constraint for compute. Can self-generation and selling surplus to the grid turn compute operators into de facto power companies? As we shift to AI, Novastar and Google's launch of an applied AI lab for African startups is a notable development, focusing on healthcare, agriculture, and education. With 5 to 10 teams to be picked by September, this initiative has the potential to drive meaningful innovation. However, it's essential to separate hype from substance, and our read at Tech Cocoon is that claims of AI-ready branding without disclosed power density or cooling specs should be viewed with skepticism. What onshore compute actually gets built and who pays for it remains an open question. In a significant move, Vodacom has completed its $2.1 billion purchase of Kenya's 15% Safaricom stake, taking majority control at 55%. This deal changes the landscape of East Africa's telecom sector, with implications for data center economics and connectivity. For investors, this acquisition implies a need to focus on wholesale bandwidth and co-location pricing trends, as well as the regulatory cost of rights of way. How will this deal impact the region's digital readiness, and what are the implications for local hosting and data sovereignty? Robocare's six-figure investment from 216 Capital to expand its AI precision agriculture platform across Africa and the Middle East is a testament to the growing importance of agritech in the region. As we discussed yesterday, Iconic's $100 million investment in HelpMum highlights the potential for innovation in child survival and healthcare. For builders and operators, Robocare's investment implies a need to focus on portfolio metrics, such as repayment and collection rates, default rates, and repossession outcomes. At what portfolio scale do these companies effectively become regulated lenders, and which regulator notices first? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.